We'll call the Gates County Board of Equalization to order for Monday, July 21st, 2025 at 1 o'clock for protest hearings. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Claybaugh, Haxby, Tiemann, and Dorn. There's a sign-up sheet out front. Do you have any sign-up sheet names yet? Otherwise, I'll ask Jennifer to bring up what we have. We have a change and no change list. Anyone that would like to ask a question about theirs can ask Jennifer or ask us. If you would like to speak, are we given 3 minutes? 3 minutes to present your case. And then, of course, the questions don't count into that. We'll just go right down the list for now. Stephen Prawl. See, when you come up, I'll have you raise your right hand and I'll swear you in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Would you give your name and address for the record and then let us know what parcel you're protesting?
Stephen D. Prawley, 3984 West State Highway 8, Odell. And it's Paddock Township, Section 17, I think is what it is.
Yep, you're right. Section 17.
And it's on our no change list, item 20. We'll let him, I guess, Josh, you probably don't need to find your paperwork for him to start going through stuff.
No, you can.
Well, I'd like to know the $10,000 raise, what is it based on? Governor Pillen's supposedly trying to lower property taxes. So we're jumping mine by $10,000.
$20,000.
Huh?
If I'm looking at the right one, it went up $20,000.
Or excuse me, $20,000. We're jumping it by $20,000. Now, they ain't a bunch of elves that showed up and overnight and redid my property to make it all better. Last fall, there was the Florence Bloom Estate, and there was a piece 3 miles straight south of Odell on the state line, a little bit west. And then there was two other parcels that sold on, right on the Kansas side. They brought anywhere from 6,900 to 7,100 an acre. Now here, right on the 1st of July, on the PWF, 6 miles north of Odell and a mile and a quarter west on the south side, the Milt Bidosh farm sold about 6,100 an acre, so 10,000 less within a span of less than a year. So properties went down, you know, between them two sales. I've got other properties that I looked up that their valuations didn't go up. And I shouldn't say this, I guess, but one of them is our county assessor. I think that's you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your property was valued in 24 at 4,500. Your land, and now it's 3,990, so yours went down. But mine's going to go up by 20,000. There's another neighbor has a 9.69 acres, went from 20,004 to 22,600, so just right at $1,200 is all. There's two properties in Lake Ladue area, no change. 30,000, 30,000, 22,500, and 22,500. Like I said, I guess I don't understand what makes my property so much more all of a sudden valuable in this 20,000 range.
How many acres do you have there?
Right at 16.
And are there any improvements to that ground?
What's that?
Are there any improvements on it, any buildings?
Well, yes. I've got a 30 by 50 barn out there and my house, you know. But that 30 by 50 barn was built, 12 years ago for sure. I don't remember the exact date, but I used to have some good hunting ground out there, but then the property got sold, so everything to the east of me there, which I kind of had control of with the previous owners, has all been turned into farm ground, so my hunting ground went away. You know, so for me, it's less.
Ms. Milligan, do you want to give us your side, how you came up with this?
Well, just on my side, so the company that did Wymore, the land values, I know that the houses went up. You're talking an acreage versus an in-town.
Okay.
So, because my house went up to 177, and I think that was probably about a $30,000 increase on mine or more. I'm not sure what they did on all the land. I haven't studied the market values of the land in Wymore, but this one's in an acreage area.
Yeah, and the acreages across the county, the first acre, the home site, was $20,000 last year, and that got raised to $30,000 this year. That's the $10,000 increase was on your first acre. If that's what I'm saying the increase was.
Am I looking at the right one, though? It says value 25, 20.
But it's requested.
25, 10.
Requested, not the increase.
I'm sorry. That's.
I forgot to bring my description. Like I said, I think mine's going up $10,000.
Yeah, the land went from, the house and buildings didn't change.
Right.
The land was 52,690 last year, and now it's 62,690.
Yeah.
So the land went up the 10,000.
That's what I'm asking, I guess, is what improved so much on my land to make it worth $10,000 more when that farm sold for $7,000. And this farm sold for $6,000 this year, you know, less than 8 months.
But I guess there you're talking about ag land, where this is just site. The first acre is all we're talking. So yours isn't valued as farm acres, I guess, is what I'm saying. It's just that site. And everybody in the county, whether it's a farm or acreage, got that first acre increase from 20 to 30.
I guess I don't understand the first acre.
The acre that your house actually sits on, the...
What's that?
The acre that the house actually sits on.
Yep.
All of the lots in the county or every farmstead house, the first acre, the acre that the house actually sits on, was valued at $20,000. They've increased that to $30,000 this year. I would assume we'll probably see an additional increase on that as well because it's... unfortunately become not realistic there either, but they increased all the home sites by $10,000.
Why?
I suppose because of sales.
You know, if we have like a 3-acre sale or a 4-acre sale, we look at those. Those
there haven't been any of them in my area.
And then the other thing, what we figure into that first acre of site for a house, you know, that figures in your well, septic, all the utilities. That's why that first acre is such a high number. Just for, you know, if you had to put in a well and septic, you know, your costs would get up there pretty quick.
Do you have his card in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay, but those improvements that the well, the septic, blah, 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 was 30 years ago, 32 years ago. So I guess... now all of a sudden we want to say, well, gee, you're well improved over the last year or something, so we've got to jack you up.
What is the home assessed at?
The house values didn't. This is in the south half of the county, so none of that was changed.
So that won't be until
next
year.
And all he was worried about was the land, so that's all I looked at.
146,455. And then he has outbuildings at 11,365. Did you change those at all?
I didn't change anything.
Okay. So it's the land that basically changed. And then, so 220,510. And I can just tell you, acreages have been, that's where we have the most problem with keeping them up every year. People went out in the rural area on 3 or 4 acres, and they've been very, very, very high as far as sales. And Wymore, but the south and that area, we're starting to see, even this last year, we saw huge increases in the acres that are selling down, or the acreages that are selling down there.
Like I said, in my area, there hasn't been no acreages selling.
So we won't be setting any taxes off of this. The valuation, the taxes will be set off of. Right now, the assessor's trying to get the valuations to be equalized across the county. Hopefully, our taxing agencies keep things down, so that doesn't mean just a direct increase to your tax. But I've got bad news, Mr. Prawley. Next year, they're going to be reassessing. So on the northern tier of the county and in the villages, they've already gone through and they've equalized across everything. The bad thing is, or it's good news or it's bad news, your property is probably worth more than what you think it is right now. They are going to be coming south this next year and finishing
all the rural.
Like where I live, where you live, they're going to be moving south and getting the rest of the rural areas. And the way sales are going, all those numbers are going to go up a lot.
So you're telling me wait till next year, huh?
I'm saying it's going to be worse next year. For valuation increase, I had this conversation with Eam Groenewald years ago, and he said, you know, hey, this isn't right. And Eam knew how this went. He sat on the board before. But he said, we didn't pay this price for any of this ground. It didn't go up in value. I haven't sold any of it. And I said, no, you've owned it for six generations. When you bought it for $100 an acre, it was lower. Now it's a lot more. And it's not because of what you're doing, but we have people buying five-acre lots or five-acre lots with a bad house on it for $500,000. And then when they come in, they say it's not worth that. Why did you pay that then? Well,
exactly.
We didn't want somebody else to get it. Well, it affects all of us when they do that.
This happened a few years ago when I was at work. There was a kid that bought a property north of Beatrice here, and then when his valuation came out, he was madder than hell because, God, they got me valued. And the guy said, did you pay that much for it? Yeah. Well, then it must be valued at that, you know.
It affects all of us when people are doing that, and it's not just one person doing it now. We're seeing dozens and dozens and dozens of people doing that. I think the farm ground is going to stabilize, and maybe it could come down some, but even that's not dropping a lot. So many people got into that at high prices. Well, it takes a while for those to drop off. You use three-year increments to equalize this out, so that property didn't change necessarily, but there will be more than likely additional change next year as they go through and evaluate what's there compared to, and they will segregate that out versus, you know, southern gauge, eastern, northern, central. They are differentiated by the area.
Yeah, I've got 15.87 acres, what is my property. 4 acres of that are like 3.97 acres of alfalfa. That's farm ground, I guess. And then there's probably 3 or 4 acres that's classified as just pasture, you know, for my horses to run in. So I guess here again, I don't understand where the extra 10,000 is coming in at.
I can't answer how you guys determine to.
Well, everything. Josh has seen sales for the, I mean, we talked about 30,000 probably even being low on the first, because we went up 10.
Mm-hmm.
We've been slowly going up. It was 10, it was 15, then it went to 20. I don't know that we kind of skipped over and went quite to 30 because we were looking at other, we look at other counties too. And another thing is we cannot chase a sale. So that gentleman that you were mentioning in the north, when he pays that high price, we can't just go grab him because the unsold has to be treated the same as the sold. So in other words, what is going on in the market, that is going to affect you. So, you know, when you see these high prices, because now I'm seeing that way that is starting to see, I believe we have a sale down there for $600,000, and that would be close to, you know, where Glennis or Ned McClure live? There's a house for sale down there, I believe. Rex, do you know what that's on for? Is it 500 or 600?
630 now. It was at 650.
That's a chicken farm?
Yeah, but it's the one that was built by the superintendent.
Half a mile west and then just a quarter north.
And then I believe Dot Jurgens' place sold, I want to say, around
Dot
5.
Jones.
Dot Jones's.
Yeah.
So this one from McClure's, house and just an acreage, or
just an acreage?
It's just going to be an acreage. Yeah.
I think maybe only 4 acres. There's not a lot with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
New house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Dot Jones's is up the road that sold, I believe. Don't quote me, but about 500,000 close to it.
It was.
So those do affect you because you're in the South, and even though, you know, we used on those, we used 3 years.
Just yeah. 2 years. For
two on the acreages. And anything that's considered an acreage is 20 acres or less. So the
acreages are bringing big money. I mean,
there's some blue sky in there, I'm sure, but, you know, I don't know. People went out and they're paying for it.
People are paying a lot.
So where does it stop?
The only time it can stop is when people stop paying that much for acreages. I watched my neighbors around me switch over and pay double what the houses were just a short time ago, and it's like, you've got to be kidding me. And
where do you live?
I live just south of Beatrice.
Okay.
And there's a couple houses that have sold for double what they were when they went up, or a house, another one that's probably double what it should be, and another one that just sold that I would say is at least 50% above where I would be comfortable with it. But if people are getting loans and people are paying the money or paying cash.
Okay, this McClure farm again. Is that a new build?
Yes.
It's probably a few years old.
Okay.
You know him, Prososky.
Who?
Your old Odell superintendent.
Oh, he's Wymore.
Well, but he came from Odell.
He came from Odell.
Yeah, he was.
So he
built this 2 years ago. He bought it from somebody that built it.
No, he built it from scratch.
Okay.
And he's asking, he's leaving Wymore, so he's asking.
Oh. Okay, because I was going to say, if I could decide to tear my house down and build me a $4 million mansion, you know, that shouldn't be everybody else's fault.
You're absolutely right. Unfortunately, the way the laws from the legislature are, that does affect everyone. Now, if you tore it down and put up a $4 million mansion, you would be taxed a lot less than that because there aren't things to compare to it. I mean, that's not the way it's supposed to be, but realistically,
you gotta have comparables.
If you built a $4 million home down there, you would be taxed far below your actual value, or you would be assessed far below your actual value because we don't have comparables to something like that.
And the other question is, some of these that build what they call a chouse.
That's going to be...
How do they get by with that?
They're being taxed based on what it is. The chouses are looked at individually. They aren't as high as a home with a basement, but they aren't a shop anymore. So I think we saw ranges from $120 to $160 a square foot on some of these chouses. So they're taxed accordingly, or they're assessed. We aren't taxing here. We're assessing. But
they're not ran as an outbuilding. They are being taxed as a house.
They are.
Yeah.
And then a young friend of mine here on the Kansas side here a few months ago built himself a new house, spacious house, probably 1,600 to 2,000 square feet, but no basement, I guess, for the cost. I don't know. So how does something like that get taxed? If there's no basement, he's taxed less?
Yep. All of the physical data of the house gets put into the computer, okay. So that includes siding, basement, garage, number of plumbing fixtures, porches. So all of that gets added into the...
But Kansas, once you cross the Kansas line, it's all completely different.
It is. I understand. I just brought it up as a reference.
But if it was here, yeah, it would be...
Because I couldn't believe that he could build a house with no basement. You got to pour footings. So you might as well go another 4 feet and pour floor.
And there's still new homes here built without basements all the time. It's a cost calculation, I suppose, for the builder or for the homeowner.
Okay.
But yeah, these, I'm afraid you're going to be coming back to see us next year because as they move south, these valuations have moved really quickly. And if they only address the acre that your house is sitting on, more than likely, and I don't know, I haven't seen your place, but more than likely the building and home and and potentially even ground could go up just because acreages are going to get hit very, I shouldn't say get hit hard, acreage valuations are going up very rapidly.
Okay, so these two properties that I was looking at in Lake Ladue area that have not risen, are they not considered acreage?
Do they have a house on them?
Yes.
Are they
that's
in the city,
city
limits?
That's in the
yes.
city limits.
They haven't been redone yet.
City Beatrice, MIPS hasn't looked at it yet, the reassessment company. Beatrice, they're going to start residential and commercial next year.
We put 10% on Beatrice's homes, though.
You what?
We put a 10% across the board on Beatrice's homes.
I guess I didn't look at that. I was just looking at the land.
Yeah, no. If there's a year that we're not looking at something, if it needs an adjustment, we did put a 10% on Beatrice.
South end of Lake Ladue, one lives right here within about 300 yards, and another one is up a block and a little over. You know, there's two I'm thinking about, but...
What did you do to Beatrice this year?
10% on the houses.
So if he has two that weren't moved, are those that ones that just
what?
Weren't? If the price didn't change on the two he's talking about.
He said just land he was talking about.
I was just looking at the land part of it. I didn't look at their valuation of their house or anything else. So,
understand.
Because mine was supposedly going up on the land, so I was just looking at the land part. So I couldn't tell you on those two in Lake Ladue whether their houses went up or not, but...
Do you have any idea? So you raised the houses in Beatrice around 10%. Do you have any idea if that is close or was that just?
Well, the median level of value, when the state sends out, we send in like the sales file that we have for 2 years. So basically, you're looking at the median level of value. And if the median level of value is at between 92 and 100%, which means is if I'm at 80, even if I didn't look at that year of, like, we started to look, like, at the small towns, we had a company go in and do that. If we don't look at a year, like, on Beatrice, if it's, like, at 80% the median level value, that's not an average. That's taking the sales and bringing them together to see where the median is. If that's at 80, I think it was about in the 80s, and mm-hmm. So Josh and I decided, and Daryl or whoever, we decided that needed a 10% hit on the homes only in order to get it into the acceptable range of the state of Nebraska. So all of my values go up to the state to a tax equalization review commission. First, the tax commissioner looks at it, and I have liaisons that come down and look at this. And first they look at it, and then they recommend to the tax equalization review commission, which is a board of people that look at it and say, this assessor's not in the acceptable range of what the houses are selling for compared to what she has it valued at. So if that happens, then I have to at least get that into a 92% range, and it took a 10%, you know, to get it there. If I did not do that, they would call me in for a show cause hearing, and they would order me somewhere between 92 and 100%, and they'd come down and audit to make sure that I did that to the Beatrice homes. So we do interpret the market by what people are paying, so it does matter. And my biggest concern is in the last 3 years, Josh and I were talking, when you had an interest rate at 2%, the values went crazy, crazy fast. I mean, it was like...
Well, I agree with you and with Eric. People are... nuts for what they're paying for this stuff. They
well,
really are.
And you look at the insurance rates rising, and then depending on what the taxes do.
You work your whole life so that you can retire, and you try to put money away. At some point, you don't want to have a house payment and everything else, but I'm going to have a house payment for the rest of my life, even though my house is paid for free and clear, because I got to put out X amount of dollars each month for taxes, X amount of dollars for insurance and everything else. At what point is it going to get to the point you can't afford it anymore?
But and that's a conversation we've had a lot, not just with homes, but also with farm ground. When will you see people start losing these because of what they're paying for insurance or tax? Now, what I will say at the county level, we're going to keep the taxes down as low as we can. There are other taxing agencies that aren't as thrifty with their tax asking as we are here. But that's a major issue. There's always the argument you've already paid for your property too. Why are you paying continual tax on it? Unfortunately, we don't get to make any of those decisions. The state makes a rule, and then the counties just basically administer that rule. There are many rules we have to administer that I do not like.
Another question is, here a few years ago, we put in, or you know, we pre-bought our propane through Sat Brothers in Philly. Then there's an extra tax added on there. So wife called and ran away and said, hey, what's this extra tax? And, well, that's for the Beatrice 6. We get charged a surcharge or something like that. So how much of my property taxes are going through the Beatrice 6?
That would be fake then, because there was never a surcharge on the...
There wasn't.
No. What there was on your property tax, there was temporarily, due to a agreement in the courts, the property tax did go up. On the county side for a certain amount of time, but then preemptively knowing when we would get things in, that actually, I lied to you. There was a sales tax, a county sales tax.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I that did go on for a while preemptively before that was actually paid off, I think 3 months or so. Before
it continued on, people didn't remove it. But that sales tax has been off for quite a while now.
It went off before it was actually paid for, preemptively knowing that this would roll, this would catch us. Didn't mean to lie to you, but that was on there temporarily. But it came off quicker than
that's what I meant to say too. They said it was a sales tax,
but that was taken off so that. As soon as that was paid for, actually before it was actually paid for, we pulled it off knowing that money in for months before would actually catch us up and get that paid off. But you did pay for that. The good thing on that sales tax, approximately 40% of it came from outside of the borders of Gage County. So it was one way we could give a little bit of relief to the people in Gage County, just because we did get almost half from outside the borders. But no, that was there. I'm sorry, but that is off and gone.
Okay.
Well, I wish I had... The good news is your value is going up. The bad news is if you're not selling, it doesn't help. But I would say next year is when you're going to see a more accurate change. Is that a fair way to say that? Where an outside agency will be objectively looking at it again and making modifications.
And keep in mind, your taxes pay for, like, this board, you know, the good roads and things that they're doing.
Let's back up there. Don't tell me good roads.
Okay, never mind. I brought that one up. Well, I drive on good roads.
You see good roads go down to Kansas. There's good roads down there. I think it's Highway 96 from Wichita West. They've got first section is asphalt, next section is concrete, and it's been there for how many years, and it's smooth as silk, you know. So I mentioned this to one of the county guys here a number of years ago. He said, well, you got to take into consideration the weather difference, you know, BS.
Okay, let's go to fire protection. You have that. You have schools. I mean, the schools take a lot of it, but... There again.
At one point, I'm paying $3,500 a year or $3,200 a year on my 16 acres. My mom on the Kansas side had 240 acres, was paying less than $800.
Taxes other places in Kansas, though.
Huh?
If you stay in a hotel, watch that.
But this, we probably... I know.
I know, Kansas, but I'm just saying, there is a difference in
Kansas.
They are
Kansas trying to make some... Like I say, that's a part that we can't make a decision on. Those are the rules that the state legislatures, both Kansas and Nebraska, they are trying to make some changes. I haven't seen it, and I don't know if we'll see it in my lifetime, but they're talking about making changes. The dollars are being taken by somebody. It's offset by property tax, sales tax, wherever that may come from. I would love to see a lot more on sales tax. So once you do buy your place, you can decide if you're going to spend money on something in the future and pay more sales tax. To hold on to your property, you don't have that choice. You stay there, you don't have a choice if you're going to pay or not.
Yes, I
would love to argue with you on it, but I agree with you. So until the legislature makes some changes, we're kind of tied to their existing rules.
Okay.
I wish I had better news for you, Mr. Crawley.
Thanks for listening.
Just want to make a note, like, you know, we're looking at values, not what the taxes are. That's set based on values, not what the values are, not what we're doing. What we're doing is equalization, so we're wanting to make sure that your home is valued equally to your neighbors or of one of similar make and size. So the revaluation is something that we are working on. We've got a little bit more to do. It's nearly impossible to get done in 1 year, but the idea is to make everybody's equal so that that 1980 home is valued similar to another 1980 home, and it's depreciated based in like he said, he puts it into a computer system that takes the human subjectivity out of it, gives a value to that home, and then depreciated based on age and condition.
I have a feeling that 1980 home has appreciated quite a bit, though, instead of depreciated.
I'm confident he can sell it for the assessed value.
Terry Cruz.
All my questions have been answered.
Thank you, ma'am. Derek Rune? Is that correct?
Roney,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, how's it?
Is it R-O-N-N-E?
Yeah.
Okay, I read that as a U. I'm sorry. Will you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes.
Please give your name and address for the record.
Derek Roney, 3458 East Chestnut Pickerel. I believe it's property 233-1100.
It's on the chain. It's on the change number 31.
Okay. So you're your initial value was $436,565. Recommended or requested was $405,688, and recommended is $407,180.
Yes, and then I'm also wanting my condition and quality changed to average. Right now, they're above that, and that's not reflective to reality. Based upon, I have a very recent appraisal in there that says they're both average. It's far from good. Let's just say that. So I'd also like those changes.
Patty, have you had anyone in his home to take a look? Or Josh?
I spoke with Derek. Yeah, you and I spoke on the phone. I was the one that handled it. He just purchased the property for $425,000, and then he had an appraisal done that came out also at the sale price of $425,000. And so I made some corrections to the house, and that's where the value got adjusted to the $407,000. And then, you know, if you get a few different appraisers there, everyone's going to have their own opinion of average or good, that type of thing. So what I did an equalization study with similar homes to yours in the county that we have the same way I changed yours. Yours is now at average plus quality and good condition. And I think if you look up these homes online, you'd see they're very comparable to yours. And on a price per square foot basis, I've got it if you guys want to see it, but he's actually on the low end of all of them now after I adjusted it.
Mr. Roney, would you like to take a look at that with him just briefly, or do you?
My question is, like, how did you? What defined that is one problem. I've asked the assessor's office multiple times for information on this. Like, what defines the quality of fair, average, good? What defines the condition as that? And
I'm sorry.
Given no information. I've also asked multiple times of how the calculation is, you know, assessed, like how you land on the dollar, and you can't get any information from them, which is extremely frustrating to come, you know, even fill out your protest. So I guess I would like to understand the conditions as good. I mean, I have a deck that has to be fully rebuilt. It's falling in. I have basement that is going to have to be fully redone. I really don't agree that it's not good or that's not average condition, especially when I have a licensed appraiser that says it's average. That's been in the house.
But your appraiser also said
it at 425.
That's the other thing. Your appraiser has already stated it's worth more than what it's assessed at.
And what's the difference in the land? Because the land is set, right?
Yeah, countywide. The land.
How many acres?
So that's the difference. Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, how many acres are you sitting on?
7.5.
7.5.
So that's part of it. I mean, that would only affect one of those 7 acres. Only one of those acres is set. The other ones, what kind of ground do you have?
It's just like home site. The whole, I mean, you have the first acre as home site, but really the rest of it at all. I think it's like building 45 or...
Buildings are 45.
It's just like grass and, you know, tree row.
Land went up 14,000.
Okay.
And that's my other question.
So 10 of it would have been the first acre. And this is by Pickrell?
Yes.
Did this get looked at by MIPS this year?
Not by Pickrell. It's a rural one.
No, it's acreage, so I reviewed these.
So this would be looked at by MIPS next year?
No, Josh.
It would not. Okay.
I did half the county this year. I'm going to plan to do the south half next year.
So once again, as we're going through on valuations, it's what will this piece of ground, it's not necessarily, it's not an appraisal, what will this sell for or what's it worth? That would be your appraisal. Your assessment should be close. I can't tell you the difference between assessment and appraisal. Generally, the assessment's a little bit less than the appraisal value.
Yeah, I guess like the 407, I think that's fair, but why can we not change the condition down to what? The average. That's what
If we change it down to average, then that would affect the depreciation, and then that would drop your value even further, and then we would not be compliance with.
But that would be a correct representation. I mean, you guys have taken this assessment from 180 2 years ago to 279 last year to 436. As far as I know, nobody's been in the house. So how does that?
Did you pay for it?
425.
Well,
so how'd you get to 436?
How'd you get to 425?
Because that's what the market said.
I think.
So how did you get to 436?
But what you just said, though, answers your own question. That's the market.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be rude, but.
No, I mean, that's.
But how did you get to 436 then?
Because how long ago did you how long did you buy it?
In September. So according to your calculation, it's gone up 9% in 3 months. And it's going to. That's what you would have said.
Based on what we saw in the first acre that we had to increase over the whole county, that first acre under the home, we had to increase that 10,000.
So what you're saying is when a house sells, you just change it to that, and then you added 9%. That's what you just said.
We added the 10,000 under the first acre of the home.
But we corrected your value. I changed the condition
And we've talked about this, and I agree with it. I'm lost on, because what's going to end up happening year over year, I'm going to be in here, because there are houses that are good quality, good condition. Mine is not, and so it's going to always be compared to those, because it's not good quality and good condition. Okay. And I have somebody, a licensed appraiser, that says it's not. It's in his best interest to make it as high as possible.
You know, in the past history, we always followed the appraisal, correct, Daryl? They brought in an appraisal, that's what we valued them at. What was your appraisal?
My appraisal was 425.
That's
but they gave more credit
That's where I'm heading with this. Mm-hmm. You're at 407, your appraisal's at 425. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've always followed an appraisal.
And people bring them in, and if something's overvalued, the appraisal comes in.
So you're going to talk yourself into a $22,000 increase.
Okay. So what has gone on is they gave more value to the land than the county standard, what you were just telling Steve about. So they actually
the appraiser did. The house is worth less on the appraisal.
Yes.
The ground is worth more. Okay,
yes.
I didn't catch that.
That's where the difference is, yes.
On each appraisal person is going to have a different approach. And this process is, are we equal to everyone else? Because what we're trying to determine is if your share of that pie
If you look a half Ted Jurgens' house is a half mile down the road. It is a very new house, and, you know, he's quite a bit less in his quality and condition. It's a very new house, very nice house, is less than mine, and mine is needs a lot of work. That's what I'm trying to actually save us some time here in the future. We're going to have to...
Josh, how's that work? If you've got, so a lot now, 7 acres, is going to go from anywhere from 10 to 15 grand an acre, I'm guessing.
Correct. We have the first acre at 30, and then the...
Three and four,
yeah. We up those two.
Yeah. So the second, third, and fourth acre are...
Four, and then it goes three, doesn't it, Rex?
Yeah, you're at 2.3 for three, and then four at five. Acres at five.
Our acres are probably low. What need adjusted.
That's probably low, that land.
But like he said, I guess that's what caught me, is if someone comes in and protests and uses his house as an example, and they say our value is average, it's going to push that up, where maybe it's the sale price of the ground is way higher now.
State of Nebraska and town says you should be at 20% of your total value on your land. That doesn't work.
Should's not a real...
State of Nebraska feels like sale price, your land should be 20 to 25%. So if you pay $100,000 for a property, your land value should be $20,000 to $25,000.
Whoever decided that probably shouldn't be in an assessment role. Or
especially when you get into small towns.
They should probably be fired.
Well, that's just...
I guess, but to what I was telling him, you know, condition is an opinion. It's everyone's opinion. And so what I did was... And I can make a copy of this and give it to you before you leave, but these are just other homes that are old like yours that I also put at good condition, and you can see, like, their value is similar to yours in the county.
Because it goes back to my original statement, is I assume there's a calculation that's going to go on. So if the condition was fair or average, then it would come back and it's, I'm sure it's an algorithm.
You can't lower that to an average and then increase the land price to where it should be?
No, because the land's already equalized with everybody. You know, if I raise his land, then his land's going to be worth more than everyone else's.
So we just end up going past where the value is and we look at the overall value.
Correct.
I think it's hard to argue the value is not right or somewhere in the ballpark, but where the value is being assessed is.
And I, Josh, I feel like the 407, that is fair. I'm just trying to get the condition and quality reflected to reality. So next year and the years moving forward, it goes back in the algorithm, the same calculation. Does that make sense?
It does. But what I'm telling you is these other homes that I have is good condition, your appraiser would come and argue that those are fair or average or whatever. What I'm saying is my opinion on condition is the same for you as every other house in that same condition.
Okay, so what's the opinion based on?
Because at some point your house has been remodeled. It's had an addition, it's had siding, windows, roof, decks, porches, HVAC, plumbing, electrical, has all been updated. It's not a typical 1900 home with knob and tube wiring.
Okay.
So that reflects a condition that is better than average to me.
So if you have a house, okay, so let's take the house I sold in town was all average, a 1980 house. Let's say it was sitting in the exact same spot. You would say the house is worth less than an older remodeled house?
No, that's apples and oranges. You're compared a new house to an old house.
But that's what you just said. You're saying it's good for a 1900s house. Does the year play into that algorithm?
Yes. Yes.
And this is exactly why. Why is this not available to the public? To see how the calculated How you arrive on the number? Why is that not available?
Everything's available that you work on, isn't it? Anything in the file that you want to look at?
Yeah, the computer printouts. If you want the record cards to figure out what.
How would I normally get that without coming here? Because I've asked the assessor's office multiple times.
Who have you talked to in the assessor's office? And I'm not giving you anything that you've asked for?
I asked you on the phone, and you said to come here.
No.
Yeah.
You did not talk to me.
I was going to say, she doesn't typically answer the phone. It's usually one of us. Yeah,
but I'm sorry. I've never.
On your piece of property should be available to you. Now, it's not digitally available necessarily. I don't know if you scan those and send them out, but
we have a working file that keeps going, and that's we're glad if you would have come to my. You talk to me. I'm Patty.
I've been into the office a couple times. I know I talked to you, and you gave me basically the digital printout that's available to everyone. And I said, no, I want all the records for my property, and I was basically told no.
What record? I mean, anything in your card you can have, or in your file.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, none of that's secret. It's available.
But I asked for it, and I wasn't provided it. That's why I'm trying to figure out how does the MIPS calculation work?
I have been really good about talking to people, so ask for me because.
Working on it, they wouldn't have had that.
I would not tell you no on anything.
Yeah, if it's not done, you can't have it because it's not done. But
it's not in his file, so probably depending on the time he came in, this stuff wouldn't have been in your.
Well, I should have been able to see how it arrived from 279 to 436, though.
But not till he's done with it. What I'm saying is maybe you asked for it before Josh was done. Josh was still working on it, so that information wouldn't have been put in your file till he's done. Doing these calculations.
Well,
I'm just guessing.
When it went from 279 to 436, I should have been able to see exactly why it did that. Because that was done January 1. Should have been done January 1.
No.
It should have been done before May.
March 19th.
Yeah.
And I was in there in beginning of June, right before I filed, the couple weeks before I filed this protest.
I don't know.
It'd be hard to argue your value other than up. Right now, if you want a copy of what's in that file, though, I mean, is there any reason he can't have that?
Yeah.
We could send someone down with you to
make a copy of all that information.
So we'll stick at the 407, and then in the future, if we feel, I guess I don't understand the average any good. That makes no sense to me, honestly, how that is derived. But. Sounds like I'm not getting anywhere on this, so.
Go to the market.
I don't make those kind of copies.
Okay.
Otherwise, the other thing you can do is go to Turk, and if they can explain it better, I guess they're following where sales are. If this property sold for $425,000 and we're within $30,000-$40,000 of that, looking in from the outside easily, that says that it should be similar. There could be an argument that had that waited, it would have gone higher. Like I just told Mr. Prawley, there are three houses I can think of within a couple miles of me that all went for significantly more than what I would have paid for them, knowing the houses and how they were built. It doesn't matter what they're worth. It doesn't matter what they cost to build. It now becomes a matter of what are they selling for. And
well, obviously not, because you had the assessment higher than what it sold for. So, what you're saying makes sense, but originally, if I had not protested this, my assessment would be like 103%.
And there are errors. Protesting's not bad. There are errors along the way, and the protests are an important part of that to correct those.
Yeah, it's just very frustrating that, we can't. As a public, we can't get the information to understand how we arrive at these. So then it would help these protests go so we wouldn't have to ask so many questions.
The information, I just don't know what information you couldn't have, though. I mean, people go in and out of the office every day with copies and information that they're getting. I don't know who you talk to not get information.
Okay. So in the future, if we're having issues, could we just attend one of your guys'... normal monthly meetings and bring it up?
Better give us a call or call the assessor's office. I mean,
talk to me.
You talk to Patty and she says, we're not giving you this information.
Then call Eric.
Yeah, if I mean, if it comes through that she's not giving you information, that'll make headlines across the state in every newspaper that the Gage County assessor's not giving information.
The individuals that work in your office work for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they do reflects on you. So if I'm not getting it from them,
then talk to me.
You are not getting it to me.
How
it is.
Like, I would talk to her.
That's part of being a supervisor. What your team does reflects on you.
Well, I can tell you that as far as I know, we've always given information. Okay. So.
But I would encourage you, if you don't get any information, talk to Patty directly and say, hey, what's the deal? And I'm sure she'll get it to you.
Okay.
I mean, this, like I say, this information isn't secret, and Jennifer just got that. I'm assuming that's his property file.
That's everything in there.
Now, as far as additional information, that's all they've got.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time. And
Derek, you can go to Turk. You can still do that.
What is Turk?
Turk is the state level of property valuation protest.
Well, and to be honest with you, I'm kind of disappointed how this has gone, because Josh and I had a really good conversation, and I felt like we really settled on what I was fair. And all I came here actually was just to get the condition and quality reflected to reality, so then in the future I don't have to keep coming here. That's what's disappointing about this is I can understand I've gotten a little bit heated. It's gotten a little bit back and forth where it didn't need to get that way. So I do want to just make that point.
What's the land value valued at?
$56,960 for 7.5 acres.
So that should be between I don't know, 70 and 105 probably.
I mean, I don't know. It's equalized with the county. That's where we're at right now. So when you were talking to Mr. Prawl before saying that was probably going to go up next year, you're right.
I would agree the land value is low on your property.
It's what it's equalized at, and I'm not arguing that. And that's, you know, the original conversation with Josh was, here's what the dwelling and the buildings are at. You know, let's get those corrected. And then I understand as the land changes, and it changes for all my neighbors, it's going to go up or down, but it doesn't always have to go up. Could go down.
Costs everyone, too.
Well,
I would assume.
I understand the process. So it was just more of, you know, in the future. So then, like, as it gets reassessed, then it's reflected with reality.
I told a fellow this a few years ago. Like I say, when you pay more, that might have been a $180,000 home and piece of property years ago. As you move the bar, you personally are the ones that are making that price go up for everyone and your neighbors. I mean, as that goes up, when you bought it, you didn't distinguish between improvements and ground. You wrote a check for the dollar amount of that piece of property. Equalization makes that equal across the board. It has to go somewhere. So if the ground's all the same across the county, which I don't agree with how we do the ground, but it's all the same, that means that value went, the rest of it went to that home place for those improvements.
Here's what happened with my parcel. It sold 2 years ago to the individuals I bought it from. They paid $169 or $180 from their mother. And then the assessment went from $180, which had been for years, to $279. Then I buy it, and all you did was, if I hadn't protested, you just changed it to my sale price and added 9%, didn't do anything. And so that's why I don't understand how it went, if their sales went 80, how it went to just 279 and then 436.
It's a different
transaction.
It's
very frustrating, right?
Family to family. You must be outside of family, and it was a good deal for them, but you made that purchase, and you said it best yourself, because that's what the market...
Where did the 279 to 436 come from? My one sale?
No. I revalued the entire north half of the county. You're not the only one that went up $200,000. If you dig deep, you'll find other ones that went up significantly. And it was part of it was everything is putting on their new computer system. which is called MIPS. Mm-hmm. So part of it, everyone's outbuildings even went up, because before we had things that were just flat value written down, $500 barn, $100 hog shed, mm-hmm. where now we're actually pricing them in the computer to make everyone even. So I understand what you're saying, how it looks. But
it's terrible.
The board probably knows. They've had people in here whose values went up significantly, I'm sure.
People don't come in often and complain about them when you lower them really bad.
Yeah.
It's when you raise them.
Yeah. So, yeah. I guess I'm saying everybody's kind of in the same boat you are as far as taking an increase this year.
But if, and maybe Turk would give better explanation, it's like a $25 registration.
I do want to be clear. We're not really lowering it. We're actually setting it back to where it, I mean, if I didn't have an extremely current appraisal, we probably wouldn't be lowering it. So we're not really lowering it. It's setting it to where it's supposed to be.
And that's what we want. And like, Turk could be setting it. Maybe they would choose a different number, too. They could come in at half. We have no idea. I don't think they would, but that is another remedy for you to go on to Turk, and they'll give you a final ruling.
Yeah, I just really wanted the condition of quality, and now we got along.
Tell us we're wrong. Like I say, protests aren't bad. Turk isn't bad. They may say, no, this is what it should be. You should change it to what you're suggesting.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Roney. Your paperwork on the desk there. Thank you. Ms. Swanson? Would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Would you give your name and address for the record, please?
Jennifer Swanson, 3262 West Cherry Road, parcel ID 00281710.
Number 26 on the no change list. Oh. I'm sorry?
Cherry Road, where? Beatrice? Pickrell.
Cherry Road by Pickrell. Two north. All right, please begin.
All right. I'll say I learned a lot from Emily right prior to the hearing here, so some of this may be relevant and some of it not. She provided some context of that this was more of a revaluation than just a valuation and increase. And so with mine, though, I looked at comparable properties. We've been in our house for 10 years now, and in the last 7 years, we've had increases on our property. I looked at the year built square foot and quality score on three different properties from ours. And they ranged anywhere from $334,555 to $432,970. Of those three, we've seen similar increases over the years. And with this last increase, our property had the largest increase of 39%, while the other properties had changes of 3%, 3%, and 22%. Of those, the house that had the 22% increase was a fairly new build within the last 2 years. So something like that indicates that maybe it should be a little bit higher than it came in at, considering it was the lowest property at the largest square footage. And then ours was kind of in the middle there. And so ours was appraised at $419,540. House A was at $392,815, and they saw a 3% increase. House B was $432,970 with a 3% increase, and House C was $334,55 with a 22% increase. Of those, we've seen similar increases over the years of anywhere from 3 to 18%. On average, we've had a 44.5% increase over 9 years. House B's had a 43.2% increase over that time frame. And then the newer properties only, it doesn't have the amount of data available. So with that, I just felt like ours was a little high when you look at the historical trends and inflation and the comparable property increases. Of those as well, after I found out that our property valuation did not change, I went back and I looked at the percent difference of what our house was evaluated at compared to the other properties. And what stood out to me is for house B, that house has consistently been 25 to 34% higher than ours, and now it's 3% higher than ours, so ours is relatively the same, and that's over a six-year period that it was 33% higher than ours, and now it's only 3% higher than ours. So that's kind of what I had, and I provided a letter with a new proposed valuation of 317 to 325 based on two different scenarios that I looked at, based on historical trends and inflation, and the other one was based on comparable property increases. And those recommendations both came out between $311,000 and $325,000. That's all I have.
Thank you. Josh, did you review the information that she brought in?
You and I spoke over the phone. And, Jennifer did a great job with comparables and all that. We kind of verified that the record was accurate, so I didn't need to make any changes physically to the property. I put her comparables in here, and then I pulled some of my own. They're all from the same township. So I did sales. I found some sale prices, and then I also did assessed values. And you're more than welcome to look at kind of what I did. Based on her price per square foot, she's kind of right in the ballpark. So these are basically, I broke it down to like a price per square foot.
Okay.
So here's where yours were, which were low, but then I found all of these were, kind of shows you're in the mix. These are sales. So your house is at 250. Yep, my other price is 207, 246.
Okay.
Based on that, I just didn't feel I could change it.
Okay. But
thank you.
Yeah.
That's where I was at.
I get where you're going with the math on that, but seeing that it was a reevaluation year,
and that's where, had I known that context, I probably wouldn't have protested. But you know, when you get the paper and you see the $118,000 increase, and not realizing it's a reevaluation, then you know, I think a little bit of that context provided upfront would have.
So, what was the major change in just bringing footages and prices into?
Just it was part of the north half, which I just redid and brought them all up to market.
Well, and you can see why we were doing it. The discrepancies between parcels. That's the whole reason we were trying to get things equaled out.
Yeah.
The other parcels that you looked at, were they in the northern?
Yes. Yep. One was north of Claytonia, one was over, and then two were over by DeWitt. So. And that the newer house was over by DeWitt, I wasn't really using that as a comparison since it was newer, but then when I was listening to the previous couple of people, it makes me wonder how come that newer house isn't at a higher valuation due to the, you know,
did you compare
it to, not sell for more than that house.
Did you compare it to the 25 values?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, because I was going to say, it's not always the current values on the internet either.
Yeah, nope, it's the 2025 valuation for that new home was $334,000. They're 300 square foot more than our house.
It's very good.
Josh, just wondering to touch on that while she's brought it up. The newer house by Claytonia.
That one's by DeWitt.
I'm sorry, by
DeWitt.
That would
be house C?
Yeah, that would be house C.
She said that's a newer house, a bigger house.
It's actually a smaller house according to the records.
Oh, really?
It's 1,600 square foot, and then we also have an unfinished basement on it.
Oh, it's got
one. Yeah.
So those are some of
the basement, I kinda know.
Some of those things are items that we don't know. So
right,
a finished basement does make a big difference.
Yeah.
If the size is off.
Some people are getting behind.
That makes a difference. You know, 300 feet or so, that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
That's another room.
And the thing about with the computer system, I've noticed when we do add the finished basement, it adds about $35 a square foot. So it's a significant.
That's realistic, though. I mean, $35 a square foot.
And I'm just looking because she's at 215 and that one's at 178. So if you added the finished basement, it would be right in the ballpark with hers.
It's not a perfect system. We can only do as best as we can with the information that we have.
You know, if you're not allowed to get inside of it.
I think that's Patty, something we should assume a finished basement unless somebody can prove otherwise.
Patty, what do you do on that if you have something where you've been told there's a different finish? Do you send somebody out? Do you make a change?
There's been a lot of anonymous things come in, and this is where I'm really struggling, because when people aren't letting you in, they're not talking to you, you know.
Well, like when I was building my house, Daryl came out and looked to see how much basement was finished, or, you know, he asked, I told him, but then you backed it up and came and took a look to make sure. I mean, do you...
We do as much as we can, but I'm telling you, it's a different... Years ago, we used to get in a lot of them, and, you know...
Well, that's why I think if you assume finished, unless they can prove otherwise, then I think that would solve a lot of our issues.
I mean, those are some of the things that I think we're going to start doing, and that's the problem. Then they're going to go, well, you're way too high, and then it starts messing with equalization, and then
it starts messing with it.
And she was very good in what... I was really impressed with the way you... You know,
good job.
So thank you. But because you just, you know, people need to pay their fair share.
Right.
And that's why if everybody does that, you know, then everybody's, I mean, but that's not how people really are.
Patty, Daryl. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, Eric, in answer to your question, I'm Daryl Standard. I'm an appraiser I work with the county, but we're hired by the county board. Mm-hmm. If she was protesting and she said, nope, I'm protesting their value, their basement's finished, and if that's her request, any taxpayer, I say, you bet. I go next door and I say, I'm here to inspect your basement. Someone told me that your basement's finished. It does create a lot of problems.
That's where I was going,
Daryl. I'm not here to throw anyone under the bus.
From years ago, that is what happened when that happened at the stand.
But that's not unfair.
We had the gals, I did all the pickup work this year, building permits, and the gals sent me out on some where they had an anonymous letter, people write to the assessor's office, no return address, saying, hey, my neighbor has done new siding, windows, roof on this house. You guys need to come look, and then I have to go and explain why I'm there when there's no building permit.
And I don't think she's requesting us to go.
No, I'm not here to throw anyone under the bus.
But we know to do. And it's anonymous.
Then we ask him to swear in, and then we ask for, you know, honest testimony, and then...
So that's where I'm at. Years ago, when that happened under a sworn testimony, did you not go look at him, Daryl?
But you know what, Rex, years ago, we didn't have ring cameras and all that, because we get calls and a UPS guy's on the door and I get a notice and say, who is this on my door? Is this your office? I mean, you can't believe what everybody's got now.
I can believe that, yeah.
I mean, we have dogs jumping through doors now at people. And so...
Years ago, our contracts used to read that we'd do 70 to 75% of interior inspection. And we would come back to the courthouses late at night calling people. We need to do an interior, we do an interior. But since then, it's kind of gone to the wayside and it doesn't happen. But it's getting to more where we need to get inside these units and find out what's going on. I apologize.
Daryl, I think more people would let you if, like I said, if we assume a finished, and if they want to prove that their house isn't finished, then they're going to let you in to see it.
That they don't have five bathrooms.
Yeah.
Ms. Swanson, are you satisfied with why the change has been made to your property?
Yep. You did a good job.
You did a really good job.
Thank you very much.
And again, like if I had the contacts that it was like a reevaluation that is kind of like across the board and you weren't looking at previous valuations, that probably would have made a difference. I probably wouldn't be in here.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Do we have any other sign-ups on the sign-up sheet?
No.
With that, I'd ask for a motion to approve.
Do you think there's somebody outside?
Can I just make a statement too? I want to give Jennifer a huge credit, because in the small amount of time she's been here, she's done an excellent job. And I know you would have come and got me, something would have taken place. So I can vouch that if that gentleman...
I know this one lost smoothly with Jen here, too.
You had a minute, then?
Don't worry.
Wasn't keeping time.
Just kidding, Patty. Just kidding.
No, and the only reason I brought up the taxes on that one gentleman was because he says, my house is paid off, so everything that I'm doing from here on out, that's going to be taxes and insurance. That's not going to be, and I said, those are the things that you have to pay, you know.
I don't like those either.
Well, but let's be realistic. I don't want to go drive on the roads we used to drive on, and I think Gage County roads, you know, I don't go on gravel anymore, so I learned my lesson on that. But
you never bring up roads.
I don't care about
well, you know what?
The changes to property valuations protest list.
So you were off the hook.
Listed for items 1 through 41.
He was just
as listed on 7/21/25.
Some sections and opinions.
It is.
Moved by Hatchby, second by Adams. Any discussion?
My opinion of good condition.
Please vote.
He still stated that one value that first year, didn't he?
He just voted.
Okay.
Five in favor.
That was my
motion carries.
It would have worked if it went.
Okay.
Patty, we had a piece of property that we pulled off last protest hearing. Is it in this grouping, or is it still pulled off?
Which one was that?
For some reason, I was thinking it was item 41, but that not, might
that
not
wasn't
be right.
That wasn't Dan Mines, was it?
No. We pulled it off because it needed looked at.
You know who it was?
I don't recall.
Was it on a change or no change?
We got the last one.
It was item 41 on the...
Always got to be sold on public.
That's what they say that's happening. They're trading.
I know.
But, I think they're,
the but they're trading with the stipulation.
Walken.
Was that that Max?
Martin.
Walken.
Larry Walken.
Yeah. He's always
did you guys look at that? And
yes, money should be coming.
I went in and did an interior inspection. And
his mother's house, where his mother lived.
And I made a recommendation based on the condition of it.
So they get to pay $50 or $60.
I don't have the car here.
What the trade-in value is to
get was that on this one that we just approved?
Okay. No, not on this one.
Okay, but we will be getting that one back on.
This is a different property than that's on this list.
Because there's one on this list for the changed today.
Do we get more than?
It's item 38. I didn't know if that was that piece of property.
38.
Mm-hmm. On the change list.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, Larry. Yeah, that was him.
Is that that piece of property?
It's here. It is that one.
So I actually.
And it was changed to 235.
Yes, that is correct, sir.
Yeah,
235-670.
And. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we didn't forget about that one.
Oh, no. We don't forget anything, sir.
I'd ask for a motion to approve the no change on property valuation protest dated 7/21/25, items 1 through 30.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Haxby. Any additional discussion?
More than
second.
Too late. Please vote. Five in favor. Motion carries. Our next protest hearing will be 8:30 tomorrow morning.
That's where they know.
Ms. Milligan will be bringing donuts from our local Sunrise Bakery along with milk, chocolate milk.
No, I will not. I don't get up that early.
I don't know.
Anything else?
Yeah, no, my gun.
If not, we'll adjourn at 2:13.